This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In Virginia, things are tense, and this is me being very charitable. I'm being real charitable calling it tense, and only calling it tense. That's the thing, isn't it? With Democrats having complete control of the state government, Governor Ralph Northam, he thinks this is the moment, the golden opportunity to hammer gun rights activists in his state. After all, they needed a gun control win to completely overshadow the blackface scandal that plagued him for months, and he didn't get it. And now somehow he's got the legislature, well, not somehow, he's going to... He got it because it was bought, and it was bought nobody stopped him. Nobody stopped it from being sold. And he's going to make it so nobody even thinks of Coon Man anymore. Unfortunately for him, though, there are those in the state that are warning that things may well get beyond Northam's control, and the usual suspects are freaking out over it. And this is just a reality. This is just a reality. I mean, they've talked about, well, we're going to send the National Guard into the streets. Think about what that would be like. Think about what that would be like. What would it be like to wake up and see a bunch of Bradley fighting vehicles on your street with troops and little teams going door to door? I'm not even sure that would actually happen. But this is what has been, in order to get their gun control, their precious gun control, they're prepared to go full on, you know, police state in Virginia. But we get this from, I don't know who we got this from. Who do we get this from? It doesn't say who we got this from. We get this. Thousands of Virginia residents have shown up at meetings across the state to try to block Democrats from enacting new gun laws, with some gun rights supporters openly discussing violent resistance and civil war. The backlash to gun control in Virginia is being fueled by conspiracy theories and misinformation, and some observers worry that the escalating rhetoric may spark violence.
Yeah.
When they won control of Virginia state government for the first time in 26 years in November, they pledged to pass a series of standard gun control laws, including universal background checks and bans on military-style assault weapons and standard capacity ammunition magazines. The agenda was no surprise. State Democrats had run for office on the platform of gun violence prevention, backed by funding from national gun control groups, primarily Soros and Bloomberg. When you hear about funding from national gun, it's Soros and Bloomberg. Some of these activists have warned of violence as if Democrats push forward with gun control. Multiple Democratic lawmakers have reportedly received threats, including death threats, at heated public meetings across the state, and in long social media comment threads, some gun rights supporters are openly discussing the possibility of civil war. And many have warned of the need to fight back against tyranny or have compared democratic lawmakers to the British forces during the Revolutionary War. I really do think we may be on the brink of another war, one speaker told a crowd of at least 800 people in Pulaski County, the Roanoke Times reported. But here's the thing. Talk of a civil war is nothing new. This goes on all the time. I mean, I've been talking about it for years. And that's because of this big divide that seems to get wider and wider and wider. And if the anti-gun zealots were to employ tyrannical means to push some, and this is unconstitutional. What they're describing is unconstitutional. Period. It's already been. All of this has been addressed. The Heller decision has already addressed it. Common use. That's it. Common use. So this is nothing new. It would be a bad time for them. But it's also important to note that you've also been pretty clear that there's, right now, the Democrats are out there. They're drawing a line in the sand. When you've got lawmakers out there openly discussing employing the military against your citizenry, you have crossed a really dangerous line. Now, right now, none of these bills are law. They've only been proposed. A lot of it is just rhetoric. And as long as Northam and company bear in mind that this is a topic that, yes, a lot of people will go to war over, this is something they should very seriously consider. One would hope that a moment of clarity would descend, don't you? And we're on this side. We on this side have been clear about what will set us off. The problem is that Northam and company don't seem to really care to listen. There's been nothing from his side to tell Virginian gun rights activists that their concerns will be accounted for. Instead, you're getting a lot of this, we won, you lost, suck on it. This is not the way government works. This is not the way government is supposed to work. Losing an election does not mean that you can impose tyranny. I don't care what anybody thinks. Just because Obama got out there and told John McCain and told him that and everything, and I mean, you know, if the Democrats, if that's the way they want it, then once again, we got a precedent being set. If they want to get out there and say, well, if we win an election, we can do whatever we want. Well, not a very smart thing to do. Not at all. Because sooner or later, the pendulum always swings back. And if the pendulum doesn't swing back, that will mean that Virginia has sort of left the federal system of the states the way they work, and it's now become, well, you know, some of these states are already like this. California is definitely like this. I feel bad for the people in these states, like California and New Jersey and now Virginia. For Virginians, this has to be horrible to wake up and realize that things are changing this fast. For Californians and the people of New Jersey, this is just another day. They're so used to it. I mean, for local municipalities like Chicago, this has been this way since the 30s, the 1930s. So here's my hope. It would be my hope for things to settle down because we haven't gotten to that point yet where they have to enact it. And that's where the devil's going to be in the details. It's one thing to propose a bunch of these laws and everything else. It's quite another. How are they going? I thought Connecticut was going to be one of these sparking places. I thought New York State was going to be one of these sparking places. Now I think Virginia could be. We'll see. We're going to see. A lot of people are trying to go there and to try to right that ship. From here on out, though, we as gun owners have got to pay attention, and we've got to participate in elections. Simple, simple solve. Just show up, vote, we win. We're the majority of adults in the United States. That's how it works out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, as all of these anti-gun legislators across the country continue to introduce bills to turn legal gun owners into felons via gun and magazine bans, and ammunition restrictions, and more. Here we have a case out of Minnesota. Now, Minnesota interests me because Genesis Communications Network is in Minnesota. So, the guy that's running this show right now for me, whoever's producing this show, which right now, today, I don't know who it is, but I think things changed in one of the hours earlier. They're in Minnesota. So, it worries me about Minnesota and what happens. But here we have a case coming out of Minnesota that highlights the real issue. We have this catch-and-release criminal system, criminal justice system that puts real criminals back on the street with very little consequence for their crimes. Coming from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, which uncovered the recent criminal history of 25-year-old Stephen Michael Lincoln, a convicted felon who'd been caught with guns and ammunition four different times since September of 2019. Wow. Each arrest has led to more charges for Lincoln, but none of them have led to him being behind bars for long, despite him violating his parole. And coming out of the paper, we get this. He was charged Monday in Ramsey County District Court with two counts of unlawful possession of a firearm after police spotted two people slumped over in a pickup truck Saturday, according to the criminal complaint. Officers recognized Lincoln as one of the occupants from his previous arrests. They found the gun, the vest, the magazines, and ammunition when they searched the vehicle, according to the criminal complaint. The firearm, a loaded Brugger and Thommet TP9 handgun, was beneath the driver's seat, according to the complaint. The ballistic vest, three Glock 9mm magazines, two Tech magazines, and the loose rounds of ammunition were in a suitcase in the back seat. Lincoln was arrested at the scene and declined to make a statement. Two investigators, a female passenger with him, said she didn't know anything about the guns in the vehicle. Now, the Pioneer Press says Lincoln has two other outstanding cases in Ramsey County, including a case stemming from an October arrest on a warrant. From there, we get this. While searching him, police discovered a small bag of methamphetamine in his pocket and a handgun on his waist. A loaded handgun also was reportedly found in his vehicle. Lincoln, who has pleaded not guilty to the charges, posted bond in October and was released from custody. Now, right now in Minnesota, Democrats in control of the Minnesotan House and the governor's office have been demanding passage of several gun control laws, including a universal background check bill and a red flag bill. But Republicans who still control the Senate have been calling for better enforcement of existing laws. In fact, the Duluth News Tribune covered a Senate hearing in Hibbing, Minnesota, where Republicans and Democrats were interested in two very different approaches to fighting crime. Members of the panel Thursday got a thorough presentation on Minnesota's existing firearm laws, as well as other laws around violence prevention. Democrats on the panel sought to highlight holes in existing laws, while Republicans pointed to concerns about lax enforcement that allows those unauthorized to possess firearms to obtain and use them. We need that support for law enforcement, the laws that are currently on the books. How are we enforcing those? We really need to take a look at that, said Senator Mark Johnson, Republican, East Grand Forks. It's a cycle that is problematic to me and should be problematic to the folks out here. Gun control advocates and gun rights supporters packed the hearing room wearing T-shirts representing the respective groups. Outside the hearing room, gun control advocates said senators were acting too slowly on an issue that is critical to the state. Nancy Nord-Bentz with Project or with Protect Minnesota said, "We're limiting the scope of the hearing to the review of current laws is like checking the batteries on the smoke alarms when your house is on fire. It's a very good thing to do on a regular basis, but not the thing that will save the most lives now during a crisis. We have a crisis of gun violence going on in Minnesota right now, which sounds a lot like Virginia, which we'll get to that in just a second. Now, taking and adding more gun control laws, they're not going to, you know, the gun control laws they're wanting to enforce are against law-abiding people. The gun control, the laws that they're not enforcing are on, you know, parts of criminal code, and they're not enforcing these against people that are violating. As for the crisis of gun violence that she's talking about, the FBI reported that violent crime actually declined by almost 10% in the state of 2018, and the Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area is one of the safest in the nation. So that's, you know, that's and they know that. They know that's a lie. That's nothing but a lie. They know that. They knew that. Anyway, I had to go with that one. Now, of course, all of this needs to be done in the name of public safety, which is also a lie, but it doesn't really matter to them if their proposals actually work. If crime goes up after new gun control laws are put on the books, anti-gun activists just use that as an excuse to push for more, even more restrictive law. And meanwhile, you got career criminals like young Mr. Lincoln here, who keep getting slaps on the wrist and are quickly returned to the streets. If there is a crisis of gun violence in the state of Minnesota, it's not going to be addressed by turning the state's law-abiding gun owners into criminals with unconstitutional gun laws. Instead, you have to deal with the few individuals who are actually driving the violence. And that is that's the unfortunate problem, that nobody actually wants to, you know, address that. Because that would actually do some good. It would actually protect some lives. Universal background checks aren't going to do it. Gun bans aren't going to do it. None of the stuff the gun control people want are going to do it. Interestingly enough, in Virginia, they are very safe in Virginia. There's no gun violence crisis there either. Getting out there and calling this a gun violence crisis in order to push these bad laws is the most disingenuous thing they can do. The most disingenuous thing they can do. We're going to talk about that with Virginia as well, because Virginia is right now they're the hub. Talk about that when we get back. It makes no sense to punish people who haven't done anything. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended a one-woman blockade on moving articles of impeachment to the Senate. The Kentucky Republican opened the Senate on Monday by saying,
"Well, I'm glad the Speaker finally realized she never had any leverage in the first place to dictate Senate procedure to senators and is giving in to bipartisan pressure to move forward."
Attorney General Bill Barr says the murders that took place at a Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida in December were an act of terrorism.
This was an act of terrorism. The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
The attorney general continues,
after al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check that out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, and Ralph Northam, by the way, still a disgraced governor, but as he and his anti-gun allies in the newly elected legislature have made it clear, they are absolutely hell-bent on enacting gun control. They want to take your guns, and they want the people they're taking the guns from to pay for that being taken from them. They've seen the same research that has shown that gun control doesn't work. And in the meantime, there's no reason for any gun control in Virginia. Violent crime in Virginia fell to the second consecutive year, and the Commonwealth has the fourth lowest violent crime rate in the nation, also for the second consecutive year. They had the 25th largest decrease in violent crime rate from 2017 to 2018, while holding its spot as the fourth safest state. Virginia is outpacing the nation in reducing violent crime, and the national rate decreased by 3.6%, while Virginia's decreased by 5%. And it isn't just overall violent crime that has decreased. That is a very, very important thing to consider. The murder rate fell by 17.3%. and the firearms-related homicides specifically fell by 13.8%. So much for a gun violence crisis. For all of the Bloomberg talking points Northam and his minions regurgitate, there were 8 homicides with a rifle of any type in Virginia in 2018. There were 3.7 times more homicides with knives, 30, than rifles of any type, and about twice as many fatal assaults with hands, fists, or feet, 15 total, than rifles of any type. Virginia has 14 times the population of Baltimore, but 1.4% of the homicides, 391 in Virginia statewide, compared to 309 in the city of Baltimore. Clearly, guns are not the problem, and gun control doesn't work. The robbery rate fell 17.3% in Virginia from 2017 to 2018. All of these violent crimes that do not start out as homicides are very dangerous because you don't know where they're going to end. That's a very dangerous thing. And there was both a decrease of both the number of robberies committed with a firearm, down 7.5%, and as well as the percentage of all robberies that were committed with a firearm, down 2.4%. And the rate of aggravated assaults increased 0.7%, and changes in the number of aggravated assaults committed with a firearm tracked with the number of overall aggravated assaults, increases of 8.1% and 7.9%, respectively. The share of aggravated assaults that involved a firearm was steady, while the percentage of assaults involving a knife or other cutting weapon increased 1.4%. There was a larger increase in the number of aggravated assaults committed with knives, 9.2%. So violent crime decreased. Homicides and robberies committed with a firearm both decreased, while the percentage of aggravated assaults involving a firearm held steady, and the overall aggravated assault rate only marginally increased. You might think to listen to the anti-gun legislators and activists that Virginia is some kind of apocalyptic frontier. No law, sort of like a Mad Max movie, no order, and danger around every quarter. And the data shows that Virginia is very, 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 very safe, both comparatively and categorically. Now, I'm not trying to suggest to you that any kind of crime is acceptable at all. I'm not trying to suggest that at all. There is still violent crime in Virginia, and there are still criminals to find and arrest and to prosecute. But the best way to tackle the crime that does occur in Virginia is to focus on those who commit the crimes, not to criminalize gun ownership and lawfully owned guns. Virginia would be best served by efforts focusing on criminals rather than bringing Bloomberg's fantasy of criminalizing legal gun ownership to life. Those efforts have been acknowledged by the Bloomberg-funded researchers at the Bloomberg School of Public Health and have had actual real-world results. Anti-gun researchers found that so-called universal background checks don't reduce crime, just as we know that bans on commonly owned firearms don't reduce crime. So focusing on actual criminals does work. Yeah, it does. So, in the meantime, we could be actually, you know, looking at something. They have a big crystal meth problem in Virginia. And they have a big fentanyl problem in Virginia. Now, those are actually, things that they have going on. They could be working on that. That's an actual problem. But they don't have a crime problem. I've never smelled crystal meth. I've never seen it. Well, maybe I have seen somebody on crystal meth. I don't know. But I do know that as something I've never even been. I hear about people trying this stuff all the time, and well, that's got to be a horrific kind of thing to think about. Horrific. So, in order to actually do some good in the state, they could attack that. But they're not. They have a real problem they're not going to pay attention to, and they have a problem that doesn't exist that they're going to try to legislate by going after people who haven't broken the law. And for me, this is the absolute stupidity that is gun control. The absolute stupidity. This is absolutely dumb to sit back and think that this is a good idea. I've been, for some reason, I don't know why, but it popped up on my YouTube feed. And I've been reading about Vanity, right? Denise Matthews. And she had some heartbreaks to where she started doing things like crack, which crack is not crystal meth and it's not fentanyl, but it's one of those drugs. And I mean, when Vanity died, she had made the crossover to being a born again Christian, and she got out of the show business thing, which she needed to do. But she had done so much, as far as I can tell, so much damage to herself that she died of kidney failure of some sort. And I mean, she was having to do dialysis twice a day. And she sought an escape in drugs, and she escaped life. How sad is that? This governor, though, he's going after law-abiding. That's the stupid part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For those that think the red flag law is a good law and everything, and a lot of them will get out there and say, what is the worst that could happen here? You should look no further than the story of Stephen Nichols. And I've talked about this before, but let's talk about it in detail. This past September, Mr. Nichols, an 84-year-old Korean War veteran and a retired police officer, was summarily fired from his job as a school crossing guard in Tisbury, Massachusetts. And then his guns and firearm license, which he'd held since 1958, were seized from him under Massachusetts' very broad red flag law. And his crime? He was overheard worrying out loud, just talking. Now, he's just talking in a diner that the local school's resource officer was routinely abandoning his post to go buy coffee, and that this might lead someone to take advantage and shoot up the school. This is not somebody threatening to do anything. This is not anybody discussing anything that is going, you know, he is blithely, you know, just talking out loud, saying this guy, he's got a post and he leaves it. Yeah. Now, critics of red flag laws have long argued that to introduce subjective criteria into the regulation of the Second Amendment is to guarantee abuse. And that has happened more than once. We've had one guy that I know of that's been killed while serving one, and now we've got this. Now, here we have an 84-year-old man who's older than my father. My father's only 81. This is a guy stripped of his job and deprived of his Second Amendment rights simply because a server at a diner heard his conversation and rushed stupidly to judgment. And this idea that this is okay and it's a victimless crime is appalling. But that the whole process was conducted without anything even resembling due process, that's frightening. This is a guy who served his country, and then he came back and he served his community, and now he's still serving his community. And Now, when confronting Nichols, the local police department confirmed that they had no intention of charging him, even as they stripped him of his constitutional rights. Having been informed of his punishment, he was not asked to fill out any paperwork or given receipts for either his guns or his license. It was a process so casual that, having been instructed on the spot to relinquish his firearms license, he simply took it out of his wallet and handed it over. Now, the community went insane over this, and thanks to some really good pushback, Mr. Nichols has been reinstated as a school crossing guard, but he has not been given back his guns, and he has not been given back his firearms license. Now, and as of this particular moment, I think last time I looked, Mr. Nichols was wholly unsure of the status of the confiscation. And how could he be? How could it be any other way? Because he hasn't been arrested, he's not been charged, and he's most certainly not been convicted of anything. The misunderstanding that led him to losing his job has been cleared up, in no small part because this community made it abundantly clear just how much he was valued, and yet that clearing up has had no effect on the government. If there is a process for the restoration of Mr. Nichols' civil rights, he is unaware of it. In the most recent interview he gave, he said he believed he will be told to sell his guns. He said he would do so with the help of his son, who manages a firearms store. And if he's correct, if that is indeed what he's being forced to do, then he's being punished for the rest of his life based on nothing more than a stupid misunderstanding. See something, say something. Right? Yeah. And if this is the case, who among us is safe if an elderly man who has spent his life protecting others, first as a soldier, then as a police officer, can have his words taken so far out of context and twisted so dramatically that the government summarily seizes his guns, what chance do any of us have? When asked why he criticized the resource officer in the first place, Nichols told the Martha's Vineyard Times that his view has always been that if you're on guard duty, you stay there. And that's pretty good advice for everyone, including those who wish to preserve the integrity of the American Constitution. If you're on a post, stay there. Now, I, like you, have probably been through various things over the course of my time that have brought me here to this point today. When I was very young, I had an accident with a gun. That was bad. But I had some help getting past that. Then when I was in the military, I got further past it. And then when I got out of the military, I realized that, you know, and this is not nothing unique. It happens to all of us. When we're out there and we're riding around and we're doing our thing, we're doing our day, we are alone. And if something bad begins to happen, we're going to be alone until we can try to call help and then until help gets there. So we're talking about a lapse period of time, probably a half an hour, unless it happens in front of a police officer, if we're that lucky. So I have carried guns. Now, later, I mean, when this thing popped up, I really became a student of this. But when I was in the military, I had basically a 1911 and then an M60 to go along with that. And then when I made E5, they took all those away from me and gave me this M16. You're promoted, sir, sergeant. Here, have this instead. Nowadays, when I'm walking around, I'm carrying something that has in excess of 15 rounds most of the time. I do have some single-stack guns that I do carry sometimes, but, I mean, I'm normally going to opt for a minimum. Right now, I'm not even carrying my Glock 26 with a plus two. So I'm carrying something that at least has 15 rounds. And depending on how I'm feeling, and, a lot of times I'll just let my hunch play out. I'll let the gut feeling dictate to me what I'm going to do. And if I'm feeling something, if I feel a little bit of a, I don't know, then I'm going to carry so much ammo in the gun. It's just going to be, I mean, you know, pulling out the Staccato P, 21 rounds on tap without reloading. So, for me, I have found the best way to carry a gun is outside the waistband. That's the fastest way for me to draw. That means I have to make some very serious wardrobe, take some very serious wardrobe considerations. And for some guns, that doesn't work. I have found a variety of other holsters. The DeSantis holsters, like the DeSantis inside the waistband leather holsters, those things are so good, it's stupid how good those things are. They're just so comfortable. The leather is so contoured and everything. And I mean, so if I'm going to carry inside the waistband, I'm going to carry one of their holsters. Haven't honestly tried anything outside the waistband. I need to talk to my man up there, but that's, you know. But how people carry their gun is very interesting to me. People with different body types can carry different ways. So in the coming days, we're going to talk about how people carry. Simply because that's part and parcel of what goes on in the world in which we occupy. And we'll start that tomorrow. But we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would be so kind, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.